Mountain Dew Kickstart combines the bold taste of Mountain Dew with juice and just the right amount of kick to start your day. Available in 9 flavors, Mountain Dew Kickstart. It all starts with a kick. Kickstart your day.
On the UPD.
Tommy Davidson he's trapped in a time warp physically. The man looks exactly the same today. Maybe a little grayer, maybe a little bit of gray that pops through, but his hair is so short you can't tell. But the man,
I think he looks younger.
Exactly the same. I was watching, and that black don't crack thing is wildly true. He might look younger. He might actually, next to the old Tommy, look a little younger. I was watching a live PD last week, or a couple weeks ago, and they arrested a guy. And he's in, he looks like, you know, just like he's just a guy on the street, probably 25, I don't know. They're talking to him like, what are you doing? So do you have anything in your pockets that'll hurt? Stick me in. Like, yeah, I got some stuff in my pocket, man. So reached in his pocket, pulled out some crack, pulled out some drugs, pulled out some meth. Yeah, man, I've been at this for a while. I'm like, what are you, do you have an ID? Breaks out his ID. Dude's just standing there. He's still ripped and his body's like, he's in good shape and it's like all the drugs and stuff. And then he goes, the cop looks down and looks at him and looks down again. He says, you're 72 years old?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? And he holds the thing up and he's like, this is you.
Yeah.
He's like, you look incredible. How? And he's on drugs and he's just in. And the cop's like, you've got to stay. You're too old for this. And I know, man. Like, they looked him up. He's been busted like all the way back to the 50s. He's been beat up and he's just had a rap sheet.
Did some time
forever.
In Alcatraz. Yeah,
drugs are good for your skin.
And was looking at him like, Jesus, get me on the heroin immediately. This guy looks amazing.
Yeah, man. I've been at it for a while now, man.
You're too old. And he held the idea up. You're 72?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I look good. And I owe it all to crystal methamphetamines, brother.
So it was great. But Tommy's over there at the Improv. Go see him. It's pure energy. That's all you got. Right now, it's time for Brady to give you all the news entertainment can give you. It's the Entertainment Drill brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. It's a self-defense system that keeps you safe. That's true. You get in a situation. Everybody talks about it. Every guest we have, everybody that emails, everything that comes up is like, well, of course you're going to get shot at, or of course you're going to get attacked in a club, or of course you're going to do that. My buddy Marty, who's in Sodomizing Linda with us, performing live tonight at Rock Band, if you're interested, for the big 47th birthday
rock
party.
Bar?
Rock Band. Want to say Rock Band? We're doing Rock Band at my house first. Rock Bar. Yeah, we're going to play the video game, and then maybe we'll take it on the road. But Marty even said it last night. He's in clubs all the time. He's like, man, I need to learn something. I need to know what to do. And I'm like, perfect for a guy like you. Rock Bar is a place where you sit and you think, man, we're kind of trapped like rats. How often are you in those situations? And would you know what to do? Would you be comfortable? Would you be confident? And that's the difference. I mean, it's a crazy world. You never know who's going to lose their mind. And you happen to be right next to them. You don't want to be crazy adjacent and unprepared. And that's exactly what happens up there at ReactDefense.com. They train you how to be a little bit more prepared, a little bit smarter, and frankly, just a little bit better as a person. Out and about with the rest of society. So go there and learn. If you're one of the people in a business in the office place, you're sitting there worried about that, they'll do an office seminar for you. They can drag you up there and take your whole crew in the office and train you all. Then your office is a bunch of sheepdogs and no sheep. So I dare somebody to try to go in there and take care of that. So it's all about preparedness. They'll do seminars for you. They'll do all sorts of stuff. Or just get on down there yourself and take a couple classes, and I guarantee you're going to get challenged to the point where you're like, I need more of this. ReactDefense.com. It's up in Phoenix, out there in Glendale, and in Chandler. ReactDefense.com. Home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Ewan McGregor played Obi-Wan Kenobi in 3 of the worst Star Wars movies.
The 3 worst Star Wars movies. Go on.
He's in talks to return to the role for a series on the Disney Plus streaming service.
That'd be cool. Yeah. Poor Ewan. He was such a good part of that, too.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson, Ewan McGregor. I mean, think of the people that were in that
Samuel
thing.
Samuel L.
Sam Jackson. You got a load of Jimmy Smits. Who can forget Jimmy Smits from L.A. Law?
That's why I always say there are, like, good parts.
Yeah, but that doesn't make a good movie.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
I agree.
I mean, I can giggle at a bad movie and go, this movie's terrible, but that was funny.
It could have.
It could have, should have,
it could have been something,
it
John.
Yeah. It could have been a contender. It wasn't.
Movies out this weekend, Blinded by the Light. That's the
Bruce Springsteen thing.
Yeah.
His only number one hit, by the way, and he didn't even sing it. Bruce Springsteen never had a number one song. I think it's Blinded by the Light. Is that Manfred Mann?
He wrote it. He's never had a number one song he performed. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought, because Born to Run wasn't number one.
Nope. Born in the USA. Prince,
Born in the USA
Prince's
had to come
Prince's
close.
Album. He was number two with Dancing in the Dark.
Okay.
For like 5 weeks, because When Doves Cry never let go of the number one spot for like months. So it would have been number one had Prince not been so selfish. But yeah, Prince's album was out at the same time that was out, and his number ones lasted forever, and Bruce never hit it.
Not this nuts. Is the first movie for the breakout star, Vivek Khalra.
I don't know who that is.
He's the Pakistani-British teenager that stars in the movie.
In Born to Run movie?
In Blinded by the Light.
It's a movie? It's not a documentary?
No, it's a movie. This kid uses the lyrics of Springsteen and just hits him. And it's like, this is my life.
What do you mean?
He
just says only Bruce Springsteen lyrics?
He sang Born to Run for his audition and does a dance sequence to it in the movie. There's a scene, basically.
Brady, it's okay to say you don't know.
This Pakistani-British teenager.
Okay.
Well, you should have told him that 80s. 20 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, we're just learning about each other. I'll get that shake of
interest. Struggling with racism.
Who
and
is?
A sense of hopelessness.
And Bruce Springsteen comes and goes, I'll help with
until
that.
He discovers Springsteen and finds the courage to be himself.
Wrap your legs around this villain. Strap your hands across my hands. Oh, he speaks to me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The Angry Birds movie 2.
Also Bruce Springsteen inspired.
These are Pakistani birds that...
Weak!
Good
Bruce
boys.
Bruce Springsteen bird. Weak!
From the people who did Superbad and Pineapple Express.
Yeah, that I don't know if that's going to go somewhere, because our culture today is so apologetic and so kid-safe. I don't think you can make a movie that isn't going to get crushed if the kids go too far. And that's what I want them to do. Kids going too far would be funny.
47 Meters Down, Uncaged.
Ooh.
Stars, it's the sequel.
Nicholas Uncaged.
Jamie Foxx's daughter, Corrine Fox.
Oh. Well, hello.
One of the four girls who ditched their cage on a tour diving in the...
That comes from a time when I was...
trapped by a blind great white shark.
Right, I was under the sea with the E Street Band. 2, 3, 4!
Sylvester Stallone's daughter is also one of the girls in it.
Fighting...
Sistine Stallone.
We were fighting very mad pigs underwater. Springsteen birds.
What do you think Sistine Stallone sounds like?
You know, I'm real hello. Hey, I'm Sistine Stallone. I'm the daughter of, Sly, not Frank. It's my dad. My mom died of lady cancer.
Is she the daughter of the model that he's been with for a while? I forgot her name. She's beautiful. Much younger than him, but
they've
been together for 20-plus years even still.
He's been with a lot of models.
Yeah, this one's good.
Yeah, my dad, he's got away with the ladies, I hope someday that I find a guy just as good as him. But for now, I got nothing. I got nothing, Mick.
This girl is beautiful, but there's something off-putting about her voice.
Hey, you don't want to go back to my place and maybe you could take a look at my honey hole?
When did you draw first blood?
I was 11 years old, baby. Drew first blood in the fifth grade. And that day I became a woman.
You got kicked out of the city?
Yeah, I got thrown out. I had nowhere else to go. I had tomato pants. Just a little girl on the street looking for a water ice.
Conor McGregor punched an old man in an Irish pub because the guy didn't want a shot of whiskey, of his whiskey.
That's right, Brady. I'm right in the face. I'm still the Intercontinental Champion of old people.
I don't drink. I'm sorry. I don't really drink.
I'm an alcoholic and I've given it up.
Take a sip or die, you teetotaler. You're not allowed in here if you're not going to drink. So I dropped him like a bad habit, Brady, because that's what I do. That's what the notorious Conor McGregor does now. I crush the elderly in drinking contests. And I punch him square in the face because I'm tough.
Dave Chappelle doesn't say a word in the promo for his upcoming Netflix special.
Good.
He leaves that to Morgan Freeman.
I'd like to see Morgan Freeman perform Dave Chappelle's entire act.
He might be, because I guess the video contains profanity.
Oh, Morgan's cussing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. Well, then, that's all you needed to know. Dave Chappelle's brand new special coming your way soon. You better get there, sonny.
A woman grabbed Rob Zombie by the shirt at one of his shows, so he grabbed her by the hair. Ripped her out, scalped her.
I don't think that's true. I think okay, you embellished that.
Metallica donated $277,000 to a pediatric cancer hospital in Romania.
What an interesting amount.
Cured 177 gymnasts. It's amazing.
That's unreal. They're going to win all sorts of gold medals.
Yeah.
My friend and I had this debate the other day. Do you think Simone Biles can dunk? She's 4'8".
But she did, but that, she triple did double that
triple jump, and I think she may have gotten to about 17 feet in the air. I'm convinced Simone Biles should be in the WNBA. I might be interested in that. A 4'8" girl who can kind of fly. Sort of fly.
It would sell some tickets.
Yeah, it would be better at than
least,
what I'm watching.
At least 10.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you'd fill 1/10 of the front row. You'd have some people there is what I'm saying.
She's got to at least be good at defense, like stealing the ball.
Oh, yeah. She'd be very hard to spot. She's fast, and she can jump, and possibly, I think with the proper coaching, I think she can fly. I'm almost convinced.
There you go, John. Bring people to the WNBA.
I'm a marketing genius. Simone Biles in the WNBA is the Phoenix Mercury. Even I'm like, I think I want to watch that. Currently, with what the product is, I avoid it like it's going to give me the edge.
That might bring you to the stadium.
Yeah. It's the grossest game I've ever seen. But Simone Biles at 4'8" tall with a 35-foot vertical leap. So, and like, you could put a basket on the gondola in the middle and it's a 20-point thing and only Simone can hit it because she can dunk on the gondola that hovers above the scoreboard. That jump was not human, what she did the other night.
You're right, because they need a little something, because the winner of the All-Star weekend, the winner of the layup contest, it just isn't the same as the
No. The layup contest was impressive. Like, you had to do, like, one girl did a spin and then laid it up. I'm like, oh, 10. Ow, snap. That's all you heard from the crowd.
The one girl didn't even actually jump over the car and then put the layup. She crashed the car, then did a layup.
That's right. She failed a driver's test and then did a layup.
I'd watch that.
I would watch that. The real WNBA. I saw one girl go into the back, get a ladder, bring it out, set it up under the hoop, climb up three rungs, put the basket, dunked it, and then went back down, put the ladder away. And I'm like, well, there's the first dunk in WNBA history. Amazing. 10. She was props. But Simone Biles at 4'8", with the legs of a grasshopper.
I bet she'd be pretty close.
She can do it. I don't know. They got that spongy ground.
Yeah.
I don't know how much that affects it. But I still think even not spongy, you give her a running start from half court, she does two flips, and next thing you know, she's 14 feet in the air. If she's got her wits about her, alley-oops would be the most amazing thing you've ever seen in your life. It's better than even when the gorilla and that team do the trampoline ones. She doesn't need the trampoline. Pretty impressive. I watched a little female gymnastics, and I thought, you know what, this is missing from the WNBA. A lot of what's going on here.
Some spring.
You know what the WNBA needs? No baskets, no ball, a mat with springs in it, and girls doing tricks. Oh, wait, they've got that. It's called gymnastics. I don't need the WNBA at all. It's 9:25. Our good friend Frank Caliendo is going to join us for the squares coming up in just seconds. 585-9800. We need a girl. We need a boy. And you guys can gladly try to win tickets, I think, to Papa Roach in the pit, my guess is. We can give you those, and if you win it, but you got to win it first. 585-9800, the squares are next.
98. What? 98. No way. 98.